Nifkazin lishva is Rishisu Rabin. Somebody had kavana to rest Rishisu Rabin. Veniach eruve the bird. These are lots of eruve tchumim, and the rice in now, the Shabbos, the rice from the Rabbonin, but on Shabbos, you can't walk out of the tchum here. Alpayim Amma outside the city, you're not allowed to walk. If you want to walk more than Alpayim Amma out of the city, the Eitzer is, go there before Shabbos, and leave a piece of bread there, so if you come to Shavisa where the bread is, so it's sort of like you're living there at the beginning of Shabbos, and you can walk another Alpayim Amma from there. Because even though at the beginning of Shabbos you're home in your house, but since you have your bread out there in the field, it's considered like you're there, where your bread is, and you have another Alpayim Amma weiter. Now, Mishkav and Mishkav Shabbos, you want to like put your bread with Rishus Rabin, because you plan to eat in Rishus Rabin. But Nichol Riva Eruva the boy, you made a mistake and you put your piece of bread finally in the bowl. Now it depends. Lemalim the Yitzvachim, if the bread is above Yitzvachim, if the bread is a Ruvi Erev, then the Erev is Chal. Because the Loch is, you have to be able to eat the bread on Shabbos. So the question is, you want to stay and eat on Rishus Rabin. Now if the bread is considered in the bowl that's Rishus Yachid, you can't get the bread out of the bowl to the top, Rishus Rabin. Because you take it from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabin. So where's the case that the bread is considered good for an Erev that you're allowed to eat it in Rishus Rabin? So it says, if the bread is lamalim yutzvachim higher than yutzvachim, then it's good, a ruvi erev. That's considered you're allowed to take the bread and put it on top of Rishus Rabin, the erev is chalm. Lamatim yut, but if the bread is deep down in the bowl, yutzvachim deep, tzvachim ain't a ruvi erev. Then the erev is no good. Because on Shabbos, since you're standing on top of Rishus Rabin, you're not allowed to take the bread out of the erev. So the Gemara Hechi Demi, how are we talking about? Where's the case that one's mit and one's awesome? If the bar itself is yutfachim deep, so then the bar is the Rishus Yochid. So the Gemara says, Lamala, what does Lamala mean? The Dalia is hanging on the top part of the bar, the Yisvein. Ulamata means the Tafsoi, the Yisvein. You have to go all the way deep down and pick it up. But if that's the case, that this bowl is Rishus Yochid, and that's not to me, now where is the piece of bread hanging? Is it hanging on the top part of the bowl, or all the way down deep to the bottom part of the bowl? For the more, that can be pshat, or bezoid, malu lamala, malu lamata. Might not to me, know which part of the bowl the bread is in. Who the makamechid, he wants to eat in Rishus Rabin, the Yeruba, the makamacher, Matthias, the bread is in Rishus Rabin. Since this whole bowl is in Rishus Yochid, since the whole bowl is Rishus Yochid here, and the bread is in the bowl, whether it's on the top part of the bowl or the bottom part of the bowl, it's in the Rishus Yochid. You're not going to take the bread out of this bowl on Shabbos to the top of Rishus Rabin. So that's the case, say Yechayiv. So the Gemara El Olah, they came to this portion, the bowl, the Mespiah Sorah. We're talking about this bowl that is not Yutfachim deep. It's only Tentfachim deep. Uktani Eruvi Eruvi. But that's kind of blithesome. If the bowl is less than Yutfachim deep, it's only 9th Tfachim deep, then the Erev is Yechal. Why? Because since the bar is Rishus Rabin, like Rabbi says, like Abaya says, and you want it on top of Rishus Rabin, you're allowed to take it out of the bar to the top of Rishus Rabin. You see, close, the bar is only 10th Tfachim deep, 9th Tfachim down, that bar is still Rishus Rabin, and therefore the Erev is Chal, because you're allowed to take the Erev out of the bar to the top. Alma, Tashma, Shadet Chach, Shma Tashmas. Zemadoch, this bar is 10th Tfachim, even though it's not so Geschmack to use it, but since I bet chat you could use it, it's called a tashmish. So the kashan rovim, Rav says by a bar gevoy on the test is not called rishus rabin. It's a kamelis, and here it says klos muter. It says the erev is chalm. It has to be that you're allowed to take the bread out of this bar to the top. It has to be rishus rabin. Kashan rovim. So the more I say two tzuritzim, zimun misanele. Sometimes I'll answer you like this: who beruva the kamelis? Rav said this Bryce is talking about that the person didn't really want to stand in Rishus Rabin, even on top of the bar is also only Kamelis. It's not Mamish Rishus Rabin, it's on a side street. It's in a side alley. That's only a Kamelis. That is very good. Even though the Erev is inside the bar, and the bar is only 9 Tfachim deep. True, like Rav holds, it's not a Rishus Rabin. What is it though, Kamelis? But since on top is also a Kamelis, you're allowed to carry from a Kamelis to a Kamelis, you're allowed to carry. It's only from Rishus Rabin to accomplish a kin. But if they're both accomplished, within Baal Damas, you're allowed to carry. That's what Rabbi's going to learn Pshat here. There's four men on top of accomplish. Or the day it's Shver, where my call is Rishus Rabin. How come we call the top of Rishus Rabin? Just Madchel Fishen Rishus Yochid. Just means the top is not Rishus Yochid. but it's not really Rishus Rabin, it's a Kamlus on top. Therefore, even though the bor is Gevoya Tes, which has it in Kamlus in the bor, you're allowed to take the bread out of the bor onto the top, because Kamlus or Kamlus is Mutter. That's one Teretz Rabbah said. The Zimnan another time, Rav answered like this, Mishani Lei, who Rishus Rabin? The fact of talking about on top is Rishus Rabin, like the Brisa says. Now the Aruva the Kamlus, like Rav holds, since this bor is 9 Tvachim deep, or who are doing 6, 7, up until 3 Tvachim, it's ours called the Kamlus. The Aruva Takum is in the Kamlus. The Avakasha then, why is the Erev Chal, I ben HaShemoshes at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev is supposed to be Chal, he's not allowed to eat the bread. He can't get the bread out of the bowl, teetered on top, so why is the Erev Chal? It should be like when he's standing on top, Rishus Rabin, he has no bread there, he has nothing to eat. So the Erev should be Chal. The Teretz is the Rebbe he. His Brisa goes according to Rebbe. The Yoma Rebbe says, Kodo Vashim Mishim Shlus. Every Issa from Yosem and Rabbonim, Legozu Olo Ben HaShemoshes. You should know, Ben HaShemoshes, the beginning of Shabbos, the Rabbonim didn't make the Xeris of Shmusim. Of Shmus is only Yosem on Shabbos Gomer. But Shemke Ben HaShemoshes is no Issa of Shmus. Because it says, when is an Erev Chal? An Erev is Chal, Ben HaShemoshes. The beginning of Shabbos, where a person is, he's Kaveya Mokim there, and he has a Payimama from where he is, Ben HaShemoshes. So if his bread is there, Ben HaShemoshes, we consider as if he's standing there, Ben HaShemoshes. Now, Ben HaShemoshes, is he allowed to take out from the Kamlus to Rishus Rabin? According to Rebbe, it's Mutter, because Ben HaShemoshes is nowhere to Shavus. So you're allowed to carry from the Kamlus to Rishus Rabin. So that's the Kimto. According to Rebbe, you're allowed to do Shavus from Ben HaShemoshes. Yes, sir, the Yerub Eschal. For the Gemara of the late time, the Duchuyu Kramat Chinar, don't think Rav is Tam saying the Dochuk Peretz, no, elevade kamin lechor. I mean, a nemestik teres. That's a real teres. What I'm saying right now. What's the raya? The Tanan we learned in ho. Unless Rav is saying nemes teres that he holds the halacha that even though this bor is yutfa is ninth tefachim down and the rabbim sometimes use it, but a tashma said they etchak have Rav is not called rishus rabbim and he holds that halacha. There's going to bring a riot to himself right now. The plan, we learned. In Hoya Rekak Mayim, there's like a puddle of water in the middle of the Rishus Rabin. A puddle of water. The Rishus Rabin Malechis Boy. And the Rabin goes through the puddle of water. Is Hazarit Lateichai, somebody throws like Dal Damas and Rishus Rabin and it lands in the puddle of water. Toycha Dal Damas is Chai. If clear like landed in Rishus Rabin, even though it's a puddle of water there, the water is like bottles of Rishus Rabin, it's Yechai. The Kamu Rekak Mayim, how high is this puddle to still give it a din like Rishus Rabin? Pochus Mutvachim. It has to be less than Yutvachim. It's a pretty high puddle. His Mamish Nai is 36 inches deep, this puddle. Still, the puddle is called Rishus Rabin. Because the Rabin walked through this puddle. You have to go there, you have no Eitzah. You walk through the mud, you walk through the water, you have to go. Or Rekak Mayim, the Rishus Rabin. Malachis Boy, who did a Rekak Mayim, let the Rabin go through it, is Azog, the Tokhod Al-Dam, is Chayim. So it repeats itself twice. It says Rekak Mayim, Rishus Rabin, Malachis Boy, it says it over twice this halacha. That's still called Rishus Rabin, and Yechayim, even though it's mamish down, deep, Abi, it's less than Yitvachim, still it's called Rishus Rabin. The Shalom, why not say a double lesson for? Two times, Rekak Mayim, Rishus Rabin, Malachis Boy, and Nochemo. But tomorrow, this time the Rekak, Tzvezim, why does the Brisa repeat itself so two times as Lashon as puddle of water in the middle of Rishus Rabin that people walk through? Is to consider Rishus Rabin, I'll tell you Chav Yemei Sechama. One is telling you in the sunny season, in the summer. V'chav Yemei Sechshamim. And one of the most like Shem the rainy season, that both seasons, it's a bear for the rabbin to walk through it. So tomorrow, Tzrich, I need both slurs. The Yashmini of Meister Chama, if I only hear in the Meister Chama in the sunny season, when it's 95 degrees outside, you know why the rabbin likes to walk through this water. The Yavid, the instant of Kruyan Avshaya, they want to take a little cool off. Take a nice shower bath outside. It's a boiling hot outside, so it's not so far to walk through nice cool water. See, it's only 36 inches deep, not so gefährlich. So in the Meister Chama, I can understand people walk through this puddle of water, it's still called Rishus Rabin. Ah, but you might say, Shem, Mashiach, in the cold winter, Amaloy, who wants to walk through cold water? So I would think the Rabin don't go through the water, it's not called Hinuch. Kamash, no. even the Mesag Shom in the winter, it's also called the Shislavim. The Mavi Yashmini, Mesag Shom, if we only hear the Chiddush in the winter, it's called the Shislavim. I'll tell you why. Agav, the Matanfi, without people get dirty. For Shislavim, you get dirty in the winter. Mikri, the Machish, you don't care to go down there, clean you off a little bit. So you get dirty, you're dirty anyway. You're closing mouth, full of mud anyway in the rainy season. So you don't care to go through this puddle of water now. Abu, Mesag Hama, we look tip top. So now, right? The I would think the rabbi doesn't want to walk through the water. You don't want to get yourself dirty water. You don't want to get yourself wet in the summer. Shlichim, and these both chiddushim. That at both times it's a derech for the rabbi to walk through this water. So if something lands on top of this water now, abi the water is not yutfachim deep. It's considered a shlichim rabbi. For the Gemara, he looked trays in the lemli. Why does it say a lesson? It's a lesson. So the Sifrab Malechis boy. It says it two times the Sifrab goes through this akak. What do I have to have it for? And a lot of Shlamina telling me a Shiddish is right for Hiluch Adet Chak Shemejimuch. Tafka walking. When people walk in the Sifrab, even though it's Chas Adet Chak, nobody says it's Geshmak to walk through the water. Avad and Mitchir, you walk on the side, you wouldn't walk through the water. It's called Adet Chak. It's like a b'di'evid. But I call upon him, a b'di'evid iki hiluch is called hiluch. Ma'ashenke in tashmish, a day at chag, leishme tashmish, that's the diuk. That a tashmish, something you use, which is pretty hard to use, that's not called Rishus Rabin. That means our case of a bowl. We have a pit in the middle of Rishus Rabin. If it's gevaya down deep, test for him, even though some people will take off the packages and store it there until they come back, but since it's only there at chag, a tashmish, a dead chak, lo shmei tashmish. Only hiluch, only hear the slow people walking. When the stem walking, people walk through the water also. Even though it's not so pleasant, hiluch, a dead chak, is called Rishus Rabin. Mashenkin, a tashmish, a dead chak, that's not called Rishus Rabin. That's why the Bible says two times, mahalachis, malachis. Only in hiluchis, hiluch, of walking through the Rishus Rabin, a dead chak is called Rishus Rabin. Mashenkin, otherwise it's not called. That's why this maskana is out of Rabin Alocha. That a bore that deep down you test vochim is not called Rishus Rabim. Therefore, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rabim into the bore. Right. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hai Zirza Dekani. A Zirza Dekani means a long reed or a pack of reeds. Reeds are like a long stick, a long full stick. Could be eight feet long, 5 feet long. Ramya v'zok for Rama v'zokya. Zok for the way you carry the Shus Rabim is, it's lying like this, you pick it up and just throw it over like this. You keep on going like this. You pick it up and throw it down. Pick it up, throw it down. So even though you're moving it now a long time, that's not called an akira to mechayiv b'shus rabim. It's not called you pick the chayfetz up and you walk down the arms and put it down. You never put the whole chayfetz up. The chayfetz, one part of it, was always touching the ground, therefore you put it. That's not called an akira. No, that's different. That's simply why. It's different. Hi, here's the Dekani, Rama v'zokfe, Rama v'zokfe, lo mechayiv, adi okale. Until your mamish, pick it up. It tells you in Esfakashia, my kamashlam pshitad lo mechayiv, kivin do a yoker, yoid mashayach hocho hach misa. What is this misa doing here in the middle of Gomorrah? We're not talking about this kaisa v'kiva. The Yishtam of Kamashman, they all forgot the derech. No lichim binyin zeh, because even though it's a derech to move it that way. If you have a nice long beam, 10 feet high, it's hard to pick it up, so that's the derech to move it. You throw it, and then you let it fall down, pick it up and throw it down. Still, zeh emay kalim l'meis, it's not so easy to carry it, zeh b'kimei omad l'kapiv. I would think it's doma to the case of kapiv, zeh min liyad l'chayev, to the walking person. Mishum, because this is not called the derech of moving it. The things at the end does say, there's only if you pick it up and throw it down. Let's say you drag it along the Shus Rabim though. If you drag it to Seder, when you move the Dal Damis, then you are Chayiv. Dragging is instead of moving the whole thing at one time. So you walk a bicycle, you're moving the whole bicycle at one time. So if you move the bicycle Dal Damis to Shus Rabim, then you would be Chayiv. Here, you never picked up the whole Kli. Like this part is always standing still. It went like this. This part never moved and finished. Now it's a new Maisa. So that's not called Nakiwa. But if you would drag the chayfetz along the Shus Rabim, then you are chayiv. Because dragging is like Nakiwa sachayfetz. If you move it down, that would be chayiv. Here it's only with rum, you pick it up and throw it down. So this part never moved. That's not called Nakiwa. Abi Yochanan, Omama, Abi Yochanan, just the end part of the last verse we had. Odom oimeid al hestupa. A person can stand on this steps, the stupa, or like a platform. Is neitam the step outside the house. Is neitam mibalabayat. He can take from the person inside the nason laying gift to him. Because it's called the mokum ptur. Neitam miyoni, you can take from the yoni outside the nason, you can give it to him. Because it's a stupa, pasha means it's kavoya gimel. And it's not dalad dalad, so that's called a mokum ptur. So you allow a hand to your sister rabbin, but you can hand it to your sister yochid. For the Gemara, how you scoop am I? What din does this scoop have? This porch, there's like steps outside the house. Elay must scoop a sister rabbin. If it's a step in the middle of the sister rabbin, how does the sister rabbin onto it? And the case will be less than gimel tefachim off the ground. Or the zayin, if it's a sister rabbin, neitam mi balabayis, how could you hand to the balabayis inside the house? Or mafik mi sister yochid, mi sister rabbin. You're carrying from mi sister yochid, mi sister rabbin. The yellow scoop of this is yochid. I tell you something about this scoop is gevoya yud and yochid dal. This is yochid. For the Gemara, that's the case. Neitam and oni, how could you hand to the oni outside? Rishus Rabbim, or komayim, Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Yochid. If you hand your standing hand out and take from the oni outside and bring it inside, you're carrying from Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Yochid. So the Gemara Elul scoop is kamlis, and I'm talking about a kamlis. That's gevoya gimel and yochid dal dalit. For the Gemara, also swear. Neitam and oni, look at chilo. A kamlis, how can you hand to Rishus Rabbim, hand to Rishus Yochid? Say safe, you see a minu iso. Mid the rabbonin, it's also to carry from a kamelist to a Rishus Rabbim, to a Rishus Yochid. So how is this case? This is scooper that you line a hand to a Rishus Rabbim, to a Rishus Yochid. El the parts out is postured. El a scooper mokem turbi almuhu. We're talking about this platform like, it's not a shoe, it's kivoya gimel, it's 3 tefachim off the ground, but it's not rochiv dalva dalid. It's only gimel a gimel. So that's called a mokem ptur. A mokem ptur has no din to it, so you light a hand to Rishus Rabbim, you light a hand to Rishus Yochidim. Kiva not less be dalva dalid, since it does not why dalva dalid, it's only called a mokem ptur. The chiha de chiyosi rabdim yom rab yechidim. Mokem shen by dalva dalid tefachim, that's called a mokem ptur. Is mutter of Nevi Shusha Yochid of Nevi Shusha Rab Nakatabalov. Both of them are allowed to use it. Or Bovad Shloyach Lifoin. But provided we have in the Mishnah, you shouldn't be standing on the Mokim Pturim and take from something outside in the house and bring it outside to Shusha Rabin. Even though Midirites with Smutter, but Midirabon, there is Exerim, maybe you'll take Mitchilon from a real Rishi of the Shraben. Hey, see, when you're walking through the Mokim Pturim, since you're good for standing in the Mokim Pturim, when you pick it up from the Shusha Rabin, it's fitted right now as if it's Mutter in the Mokim Pturim. And now when you hand it outside to Shusha Rabin, you bite the pot. Because you're not Kimptur, that's why you're Potter. But you're born in Asadak, because maybe you'll do it even a place where you're not standing with Shusha Rabbin.
The Chetz Mabez, Baron Gorgon. Chetz Mabez.
Omamar, obovat shlo yito mibal habayis v'noisein lioni.
Hey, even though you're standing in the mokum ptur, you shouldn't take directly from Rishus HaYochid and bring it into Rishus HaRabim. Or else may oni to take it from the oni that's standing in Rishus HaRabim v'noisein the balabayis and give it to the balabayis inside the house that's in the Rishus HaYochid. These two things you shouldn't do. V'yimnotal v'nosa nishloshtem pturim. But if you did it, all three are potter. Why? Because you're on a mokum ptur we're talking about now, and the side of a mokum ptur is that it's at least gimel tefachim off the ground, so it's not bottled to the ground, and it's not dal. It's less. It's 3 by 3, so it's not a karmelis. It's called a mokum ptur. If you're on a mokum ptur, you're allowed to carry into Rishus Rabbim. You're allowed to carry into Rishus Yochid. But to stand on this platform and take from the Rishus HaYochid to hand into the Rishus HaRabim, that you shouldn't do. But if you did it, b'di'evad, you should know your potter. It's only Yosem and the Rabbon. But m'di'raitzi your potter. So at the Gemara, since your potter, leima t'yev a t'yufta the Rava. The Chura, this should be a t'yufta kasha to Rava. The Yoma Rava, Rava says, Hamavir chefetz mitchilas dalit, l'soiv dalit, p'rishus HaRabim. If you carry a chefetz in Rishus HaRabim, you pick up something on the floor, and you move it Dalad Amas B'Shus Rabim and you put it down, Yechayiv. That's the case of Havoras Dalad Amas B'Shus Rabim. That's the Melacha. So if Rav Achidish Afal Pi